Hello guys, welcome to my podcast channel. This is my very first time to do this in English, so honestly I'm so nervous at the moment. But anyway, this podcast is the place I created in order to have like an environment for me to warmly, naturally and friendly talk to you guys as I do when I go on some kind of, you know, coffee date with my close friends. That's the reason why the things I'm going to share with you guys are all about my personal perspectives, opinions, and stories. Nothing like, you know, theories or lessons or something. So let's talk about the reasons why I'm making English content on this channel. Basically, I want to post one English episode a month in which I just talk about everything in my life. For example, maybe it's just about a thought or a realization I had in a month, or my experiences of meeting some interesting people, or the lessons I learned from them, or some recommendations, you know, books, movies, documentaries, or music, everything, like almost everything, guys. I think this is a very interesting way of self-reflection. That's the first reason why I'm doing this. The next reason is, like, I think this is the most important one, which is, you know what? I want to challenge myself by doing this in English. You know what? When I do Vietnamese podcasts, it takes me so long to finish. For your information, like for the final product of like maybe 20 minutes episode, I would need to maybe record with the length of over 45 minutes. So yeah, I think it's going to be like much harder in like English, but I really do like to, you know, challenge myself. So yeah, this is how I do it. The next reason, I'm deeply aware that when you want to study English, one of the best things to do is to immerse yourself into the language. But the fact is, in our country, Vietnam, it's very hard for you to find an environment to speak and to listen to the others using English. So I think creating an environment yourself is a very good way to do that. And, you know, I have been doing stuff like, you know, recording self-talking videos and post them on my private Instagram accounts for maybe 3 years, but I want to do more. That's the reason why I want to do this. I think it's going to be like one of the best ways to practice my explaining skills. And also, maybe you guys, when you listen to me, it's going to be like a way for you to practice your listening skill. It doesn't mean that I'm saying something like, okay, my speaking skills are just like the foreigner. No, I just think that when you are Vietnamese and you're listening to a Viet guy speaking English, it's going to be easier for you to understand, and it's kind of fun, isn't it? I don't know. Okay, so those are the reasons why I'm doing this series, and I honestly don't know whether or not you guys will like it, but I think I do this mostly for myself. And if you guys can get some, you know, benefits or values from this series, I'll be so happy for that. Okay, so I think I should dive into this month's topic. Yeah, let's talk about my March. So the first thing I want to share with you guys is the fact that I have been, you know, seriously being an English teacher. For your information, I teach communication and like IELTS for like beginner level students. After 2 months and like seriously doing the lesson plan this month, I have just realized that I love this job so much. Like, you know, I just love the process of making the lesson plan, putting the activities in it, and then you bring those activities into your real class and, you know, get your students' attention and keep them engaged. That's just the best feeling of the world. I feel so these days. And one more reason why I like this job is that, you know, the more I teach, the more I realize that I have to learn. And that's very great. You know what? I've got this intrinsic motivation to study. It's not because like I'm forced to do or something. I just want to, you know, discover that field of knowledge so that I can use it to like give them back to my students, and that's just so great. Let me tell you one thing that I used to hate English before. It's not until my freshman year that I realized the importance of English in my real life. And after that moment, I just, tried my best to study English, and I feel like that was one of the best decisions of my life. I've met so many wonderful people thanks to English, and also I've learned so many things outside of the class. So I feel like even though some people would say something like English is so normal these days, I feel like in the rural areas of my country, Vietnam, English is not really something that they consider as a language. They just, merely see the language as a subject at school, a compulsory subject. That's why when I teach, I just want to inspire my students to approach English as a language, not just a subject at school. However, all of my classes are just the demo classes. They are not my official ones because I'm still on my way to improve myself and also to prepare the lesson plans for my future students. So yeah, maybe by the half of this year, I'm gonna public my official classes. So if you wanna be my students, just stay tuned. I don't know what the exact day, but I'll try. I'll try my best to make that day come sooner. Okay, so that one was the first thing that I want to share with you guys. Second thing is a recommendation. I read this book called Educated by Tara Westover, and I think this one is a very worth reading piece of writing. Like, this is a memoir. I mean, how can I explain it in a very easy way to understand? So basically, this is a writing about Tara's life. She was a girl who was, brought up in an isolated family in a rural area. She was not allowed to go to school because her family, especially her parents, don't believe in the government, and they just want her to stay at home, not going to school. After, 17 years of staying at home, she got an opportunity to go to school, and that was a very inspiring journey of her achieving higher and higher education, degree. And I feel like that journey is really inspiring, as I told you before, but it's not merely all about that. This is also about the, other side of family. When we think of family, we normally think about the place for us to come back to, our beloved people or something like that. But in this story, you can see the dark side of one specific family and also its role to a human being's behavior and mindset when she grow up in the family like that. The storytelling is super great. When I read this, I feel like I'm watching a movie. It's just so traumatic. I won't spoil, but her storytelling is just so great. Apart from that, the thing that I respect and I like the most about this book is, the realization of me about the power of education. The thing that I and maybe we normally take for granted. Like in Vietnam, we have to go to school. Like majority of the kids, they are, maybe it's not like have to, like they are encouraged to go to school, and most of us have the opportunity to go to school, but we normally just take it for granted. I mean, we don't really see the impact of education, but when you read this story, you will see that after being educated, Tara knows more about the world around her and, about the mental health problems her family members are having, and questions about herself to, find her true identity. So I think applied to us, education plays a very important role to make us the person we are today. So yeah, it's just so great to acknowledge the power of education. It encourages me to pursue higher education somehow. I haven't had any plan for this, but yeah, it's been stuck on my mind. I don't know if like my review gives you any curiosity, but I just want to say that this book is very interesting. The author just shares her story, but I myself, indirectly learned so many lessons from that, and I strongly believe that if you read it, you will do the same as me too. This book is available in both English and Vietnamese, so yeah, just find and read it in your preferred language. Okay. And the last thing I want to tell you is about love, but this is not my love story, it's the others. If you are Vietnamese and you are sort of active on social media, maybe you would know the couple of two guys being with each other for 10 years. I have been following them for like 2 months, I guess. But this month, I have like gained so many things just by watching them, loving each other, making content, or things like that. I once heard one of them say something like, at first, they were not a perfect fit for the other, but they communicate and then they change for the better. So I think, the lesson here is like communication is the key to maintain relationship. This is not only true for lovers, but also for friendships as well. To my experience, all of my best friends are the one who I can talk to deeply and I can, give feedback whenever I want to, and vice versa, they can do that to me as well. So many people say this, but I just want to address this one more time. Nobody is perfect, so we can't expect a friend or even a partner to be a right fit for you at the beginning. You need to use communication to, share with each other your thoughts, your thinking about them, and also, if you think you can change for each other, that would be maybe the best way to maintain the relationship. And I feel like it's just so true. For your information, I had been living with four other people, in the same apartment for 4 years, and we didn't say bye-bye to each other because, anytime we see anyone do something maybe we consider not good for the common place, we will just directly talk to that person and we change for the better. So I think, yeah, after watching them and from my experience, I just feel like anytime you want to solve any problem, you should consider using communication. Yeah. And watching them makes me sometimes think about myself. I have been kind of a perfectionist when it comes to love, and I think I should reconsider it. I don't know, I'm just figuring it out, but I've been single for maybe 25 years, almost 25 year. I know there are so many reasons, I enjoy my single life, but yeah, sometimes I need someone accompanies me. So whenever I think about, my standard of having a perfect partner at the beginning, I feel like it's maybe impossible. But yeah, I'm just sharing this. I haven't, had an answer for this, but maybe in the future I'm gonna share with you all about this, maybe in April. Okay. Apart from communication, there's one more thing that I like about this couple is the way they make content. You know what? I really respect the way they produce the content, especially the advertising one. I mean the branded content. You can tell that they put so much effort into making one video for the brand. Like they have stories, they have scripts, and they have, creativity in that. So as a content creator, I do respect how they do that. With that impact, they don't do that carelessly. They put effort into it, and it turns out to be the inspiration for me, a content creator, to produce high quality content. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So yeah, those are everything that I want to tell you. After doing this, I feel like making a podcast in English is just so difficult. So yeah, if there were any mistakes, please forgive me, or maybe you can, give me some constructive feedback in the comment section, or maybe you can email me so that I can improve in the future. I promise you guys that I really try my best. If you can listen to this episode, you can tell that I have definitely overcome my insecurity to post this. Okay, so if you're listening in the morning or afternoon, I wish you have a great day ahead. And if you're listening in the evening, I wish you a good night. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Bye bye then.